Welcome to the Engagement Fit Drive podcast, where we help you unlock your potential and assist you with your quest to finding meaning in your life. I'm Andrew Aubrey.
And I'm Tracy Moxie. In this groundbreaking podcast series, we'll be your guides as we delve into the depths of the Engagement Fit Drive framework.
Drawing on decades of research into positive psychology, we'll help you to build awareness and knowledge so that you can better understand your natural drives and dreams.
Through insightful discussions and practical strategies, get ready to unlock the tools you need to thrive and make your unique mark on the world.
Thank you for joining me and my fellow host and coach, Andrew Aubrey. We are very excited to share something that is very close to our hearts and that has really changed the way we think and do things. So welcome to spending this time with us.
Thank you, Tracy. I just want to say that in the podcast, our intention is to take you through some of the terminology that we're going to be using, so that there's clarity. I think clarity is key in this work. And I do want to disclaim that there is a lot of information, but our understanding is that when we are referring to different things in subsequent episodes, that you would have clarity around what each bit of terminology is. And we're going to do our best as hosts to be as clear as possible in our examples and how we talk about this work. But we're really excited to do this work together and to be your host on this podcast.
Yes. So to get that clarity is going to be really important for our listeners. I love that.
And I feel from a personal perspective that time is a valuable, irrecoverable resource, but time in this work is deeply valuable too. I would like to start by just giving you a little bit of an understanding of where Engagement Fit came from and basically what the work is all about. So Engagement Fit was founded by Gavin Lund and Rhys Lombard. And Engagement Fit's mission is to help every human being find work that inspires them and enables them to make their unique impact. The Engagement Fit Drive Assessment draws on decades of research into positive psychology and decades of practical application with clients globally. The assessment outcome will explain specific natural and sustainable patterns of energy and behavior within you and provide you with clarity on your natural drives in order for you to purposefully and practically navigate your career towards roles and environments that enable you to thrive and to make your unique impact. Drive is fundamentally a career navigation and development tool designed to help you navigate your career towards your natural drives and thrive. The benefits of the Drive report are as follows: career planning to help your employees navigate their careers towards work that inspires them and allows them to make a greater impact. Succession planning, to understand where your current workforce sits in order to recruit the right talent for future success. To boost development, fully know your employees and how you can offer individual and team development so both individuals and the business can thrive. And finally, as a diagnostic tool, identify coaching and training needs in the organization. A career built on natural drives and energy is a career created with clear direction where you will naturally thrive.
And if I can just add, imagine a workforce, because how much time do we spend at work? It's quite a big percentage. I don't know the stats. But if we could have a workforce of people that are doing what they love, because your drives are things that you have a high capacity to do, it would change the landscape of employment and having people so engaged in what they do and actually get that satisfaction that they are where they're supposed to be. I know that we as drive coaches are heading towards, you know, that big picture, but that's just so exciting for me, is this opportunity for people to have this knowledge.
And I think it's also important at this stage of the game to say that our work environment in the world that we live in today, and certainly with some of the challenges of the pandemic and other challenges that have been thrown to employers and employees alike, we need to come up with sustainable ways of being able to recreate the work arena and to be able to engage properly and fully. And it is my belief that this is the type of work that can do that. And that's why I'm excited about this particular platform and tool. So what I would like to do is to get into some of the terminology that we want to use. And let's kick off with drive, what drives are, and what we mean when we talk about drives. So drive is energy. Drives are areas where you will be energized. A drive is not a skill. Drive is need. We all have innate needs that attract us, inspire us, and sustain us. These needs can be measured, and that is what the drive assessment does. It measures where to find your strongest energy. Every person is made up of a unique combination of energy, and the Engagement Fit Assessment Report displays your top 9 dominant drives that reflect your strongest, natural, sustainable energy, followed by 14 neutral drives, and finally, your 6 drainers that drain your energy. Every context or situation will elicit a dynamic mix of patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving. So that's what we mean when we talk about drive.
Yes, Andrew, and this is really exciting for me because, you know, I firmly believe that self-knowledge is empowerment. And when we as human beings can understand why we think the way we do, why we feel the things we feel, and then how we behave, we are also unique. And the drive definitely brings that into play, and you understand exactly who you are. And with that knowledge about yourself, it's a game changer for me.
So patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving are measurable. Our preferred patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving can be accurately measured, defined, and explained. And that's the value of this work, because it gives clear language to help you better articulate where your natural energy lies. These patterns are consistent in that they are hardwired in the early years of human development through nature and nurture. If we understand the patterns in ourselves and in others, we can relate, interact, and collaborate more effectively and wisely. Patterns always start out raw and need to be matured through knowledge, skill, and experience. Every human being has natural preferences towards a unique pattern of thought, emotion, and behavior. Now, the next important concept is that we have these natural energies, but it requires management. A well-managed drive can be transformed into a natural strength. And obviously, the goal of what we are doing with this work is to be able to put ourselves in roles and environments where we can play as much as possible to where our natural, sustainable, strongest energy lies. So a well-managed drive, well taken care of energy and need in a specific context and situationally becomes a strength that can last. A strength is called a strength, not because of something you do well. That is a skill. It's called a strength because when in play, it strengthens you. This is a very important point, because a drive can never drain you. However, a mismanaged drive, an energy or need that's not taken care of in a specific context and situationally, becomes a detriment. It'll be to your detriment. It'll make you stumble and struggle. A mismanaged or immature drive's energy will lead to either failure or detriment in your life. It's possible to have a mismanaged drive's energy that causes you consistent failure or detriments in work or relationships. This happens because you don't have the tools, insight, or self-awareness to manage it differently or to look at it from other perspectives like emotional intelligence or learning conflict managing tools or learning relational or leadership skills. Because a drive is our natural energy, we are drawn to it like a moth to a flame. But if we don't have the skills to manage it well, we'll burn ourselves.
Andrew, should I just give a little example there about a drive that could possibly be mismanaged? So one of our drives is the captain drive. And the captain is very, very okay with control. In fact, they lack control. They're saying is, I'll control it. So a captain, we all need a captain. I mean, every ship has to have a captain. We do need captains. But the way this drive is mismanaged is having to control every situation and then not having the communication skills to maybe have that control. But because captains also, they don't worry about what they have to say and when they say it, and they can offend people. So communication skills have to be learnt and mastered in that role as captain.
Yeah, good example.
So that's a way that it could be mismanaged.
And just picking up from that, Tracy, our intention in the podcast that follow is to make it more practical, to take situations there where we can start helping you better understand real world applications of what these things look like in both a mismanaged and a well-managed space and how those things play out. It's my opinion and observation that very often the things in that trip up our relationships, whether that's in a workspace or in personal space, are very often mismanaged drives or people not having awareness around the energies of other people and the benefit and the strength that they can add to a relationship.
Exactly. And to know when to play your drive and when to not, that's very important.
And what Tracy is referring to is knowing when to lead with your strengths and knowing when to follow. And that's another context that we can discuss in future podcasts, but it certainly is a game changer in considering that need, when should I lead and when should I follow? All 29 drives are characterized into three separate domains. And I would like to just break those down for you. So the first domain is the thinking domain. It also represents our head or our intellect. Thinking drives are rational, logical, contemplative, reasonable, reflective, conceptual, cerebral, and mindful. Relating drives, which relate more to our emotions and to our heart, are relational, emotional energy, supportive, interpersonal, team-centered, sensing, expressing, and interacting. And finally, the last domain is accomplishing, our hands, what we do. Accomplishing drives are doers, executing energy, productive, planning, strategy implementation, reliability, goals and deadlines, get things done. Individuals often show a preference to one of three areas, depicting an area where they function most sustainably or out of natural energy and natural need. From a drive perspective, it's believed that each person has strong areas in all three domains, thinking, relating, and accomplishing. You as an individual have certain areas that are strong when it comes to thinking, certain areas that are strong in emotions and relating to others, and certain areas that are strong in accomplishing and getting things done. But each person does have a dominant domain, either thinking, relating, or accomplishing. And Tracy, for
what's yours, Andrew?
For both of us, our dominant domains are relating.
Yes, and that's why we love what we do in the coaching world.
I think it's important to clarify as well that when we look at Tracy's drive report and my drive report, although we both have a dominant domain of relating, you will see a very dynamic mix of drives that are in all three areas: thinking, relating, and accomplishing. So it's important to understand that. I just want to clarify what skill is. So skill can be learned, taught, and created. Skill can also be lost. A skill itself cannot sustain you. And it's important to understand the difference between drive and skill. Drive is your natural, sustainable energy to be able to do a thing long term. A skill, however, can be used or learnt situationally or contextually to be able to achieve something, and could be a lot more short term in nature. So it's clear to understand the difference of what we mean between drive and skill.
Yes. We can all learn skills.
Yes.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that we have that natural energy towards doing it. So we can absolutely do it, but it doesn't drive us. It doesn't energize us. In fact, sometimes it can drain us.
To your point earlier around the captain as a role and learning communication skills, with drives and drainers, and we're going to discuss drainers shortly, but with drives and drainers, we do need to learn skill sets, because a drive doesn't become a strength until we add skill, knowledge, and experience to it, and we manage it well. So part of the knowledge component is skill.
Because we want to master our drives. We want to be the best that we can be in that area. And yes, that comes also with age and experience. You know, mature drives obviously are much, much better managed.
I think it's also important to put this into context as well. The research proves that pretty much our patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving settle round about when the frontal lobe is fully developed. And then we become more of who we are. So I think the value in terms of learning this stuff early is that when we know ourselves well and where our natural sustainable energy is, then we can challenge our knowledge, skill, and experience around where we find ourselves naturally strong. And that can be exceptionally valuable.
Exactly. And that's what my whole point is about, having the self-knowledge of understanding who you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very exciting.
So let me clarify what a drainer is. Drainers drain your energy. No matter what knowledge, skill, or experience that you add to it, and often the lack of it, it will drain you. A drain is not something you don't do well. That's a lack of knowledge, skill, and experience. A drainer is an activity or pattern of how you think, feel, or behave that weakens you. You are drained and weakened by it, and it's not sustainable. You don't like it, and that's why we call it a drainer. It's perfectly possible, and often happens, that you can be brilliant and skillful and experienced in activity. You may even be able to do it better than most, but you have no appetite for doing it. You can do it well, but it drains your energy. You don't feel inspired. You don't feel energized. You don't feel motivated. If any of this is true when you're playing towards a drainer, then you are betting your career and relationships on skills and not natural drives. A drainer causes resistance. Your drainers are the resistance you feel or experience towards specific patterns of thought, feeling, or behavior, simply because that is not the way you are wired. I will clarify again, and it's important to remember this at all times. A drive will never drain you. A drainer will.
Yeah.
A drive well managed becomes a strength. A mismanaged drive becomes a detriment to you and to others.
And it doesn't mean that we can't do what drains us, because absolutely we can do it. As we mentioned earlier, we can do any skill,
yes,
whether it drains us or drives us. But so we can do it. But how much of your time do you want to allocate to what drains you?
Yes.
That is the big question.
And I think the other important relevance around drainers is that although you can do it, and that's important to clarify, you can definitely do something that drains your energy. And to the point that we explained earlier, you can even be skillful and master it. The point is, can you do it 10,000 hours plus? And it's yes,
sustainable.
Yes, with life as well. You don't always get to pick what you can and can't do. So one does need to learn a skill around that. And one does have to do those things or choose to intentionally collaborate with others where your drainers are their dominant drives. And that's where intentional collaboration can be really, really helpful.
And I wonder, Andrew, this is just a thought and obviously for us to explore as we go along, but if you're consistently doing things that drain you, it must have a negative impact on your health.
Yes, and so I think, and Tracy, you can add whatever you would like to this particular context, but if we consider what we have learned in our personal lives, not only around the training and better understanding this as coaches, but the value of self-awareness leads on to other areas where you might need coaching interventions or training interventions, so that you can better equip yourself for different challenges that you find. But I think the important aspect is to realize that self-awareness is the key to being able to open the door going forward. Not only to back yourself for who you are, but also to better understanding where your natural sustainable energy lies. And what valuable contribution I can make to the world because of the way I'm wired. Because what I've learned and what I believe is uniqueness is strength.
Exactly. And we are all unique for a reason. And exactly that. What is your purpose? And when you know your drives, when you spend time, energy, and effort on your drives, you can reach your full potential and live a life that actually has meaning. So many of my clients dread Monday. You know, they actually get depressed on Sunday,
yes,
because Monday is coming.
Yes.
And I love every day because I am energized by it and I can do it all the time. So if people can have a little taste of that in their lives, of doing more of what drives them.
I concur. Right. So the next term I would like to clarify is positive psychology. What we mean by that? The positive psychology understanding and mindset is that there are no right or wrong strengths. We need to learn through this work to celebrate who we are. What is right with you? Embrace those aspects that you may have through time been taught or forced to reject or not love about yourself. Start loving it. Start seeing the positive in it. Start seeing the power in it. Getting to a place of understanding that you're not crazy and there's not something wrong with you is liberating. You are unique and different. Uniqueness is strength. The final concept I just want to put across is in the assessment and having done the assessment and part of unpacking this going forward through coaching interventions or team interventions is helping you to clearly understand each drive individually so you can identify that energy in yourself. But it is important to say that in a context or a situation, drive dynamics are always at play. What we mean by drive dynamics are when two or more drives combine, which will always be the case. You never function out of one drive at a time. It's a mix. It's like chemistry. And that is what makes our uniqueness even more interesting and fascinating to learn about, is because you might have similar dominant drive to other people, but your drive dynamics profoundly flavor and influence how those drives look and operate and feel in a context or situation. And the more you add that knowledge and understanding to yourself, and to be able to back it, to be able to understand that this is who you are, to see it from a point of strength, that's where the value comes in. And then obviously, taking that further down the line of you are unique is not only where your natural sustainable energy lies, but your personality, your education, where you were raised, where you found yourself, the communities you found yourself in. The more you add that context to who you are, the uniquer you become. And I really feel that once you get a stronger grounding in who you are and the value you can bring, you can really make a valuable contribution to the world and really impact it in the way that only you can do it. And that's what I love about this work.
And Andrew, on that note, that's exactly what Gavin, who you did mention earlier, says, that once you understand that there's nobody quite like you and you have these gifts that only you can do, with that does come some responsibility.
Yes.
To actually live up to that and be that person, live to, yes, your full potential.
Yes.
There's nobody quite like us. In fact, the odds of somebody having the dynamics of the drives that you have are very far and few between.
Yes. And interestingly, on that note as well, and I think it's fascinating to watch, I have experienced it in some of the work I've done with clients and in my own life, is very often we hear that thing of opposites attract. So when we're looking for intimate partners or life partners, we're going to find that quite often our dominant drives, some of our dominant drives tend to be some of our partner's drainers and vice versa. And if you mismanage that, you have detriment.
Definitely.
If you manage it well, yes. And if you manage it well, you can profoundly impact the quality of the life you live, because you're playing towards your combined strengths and teamwork. And that's where I really love the value of this work as well. It's not just in a work context. It's in a relational context too. And for me, that's gold.
And Andrew, that is why we use this. Like, every one of my clients has done this assessment, because it just gives them that insight into who they are. And it's so valuable in our coaching that we do with them, because,
yes,
you know, it's there, it's black and white, and they resonate with it, they relate to it. Sometimes they like their drive, sometimes they don't. But when we coach them on mastering them and all the skills that go with that drive, it really impacts their life in such a huge way. They feel the sense of freedom.
So, Tracy, I think it's a great place to finish off our podcast today. If you would just explain your understanding and personal application of what coaching is.
Every coach is different, and every coach coaches differently. And it's very important to find a coach that you resonate with, that you feel safe with, because the more honest and open you can be about yourself, the coaching really is so much more valuable and you can get so much out of it. So we all have different coaching styles. Obviously, with learning the drives, I do implement this, and a lot of the coaching is around this because, as we've mentioned, these skills are invaluable on how to master your drives. But for me, I don't really have a specific way I do it because I really meet people where they're at. Wherever you are at, that is where I will take you from, and we will go from there. You know, Andrew, that's the beauty of this drive. It's not only about careers. I mean, relationships are relationships. As we've said, yes. You have relationships in your private life and at work. And if you can master better relationships, that makes our life just so, so much more beautiful. And so much more meaningful.
Yes.
So my coaching style is very different to your coaching style, I'm sure. Yes.
The power of coaching is that a coach acts as a creative partner, a thought partner, and a challenge partner to enable you to come up with your own solutions. With understanding your awareness better, with understanding where you're at the moment, and just having somebody to help you to gain clarity on how to move forward. And that's the value of what coaching is. Choosing a coach is very important. You've got to be able to trust them. You've got to be able to feel safe there. And if you do choose a coach and you don't feel comfortable, choose the person that you relate to, that can help you. Because the whole point of coaching is moving you forward into a future that you want. So
100%.
Choose a coach that'll help you to get there. I know this was a lot of information, but we just wanted to lay a foundation at the beginning so that for reference purposes, and if you wanted to come back to this podcast just to get clarity around some concepts and ideas, then this is the point of this podcast. Thank you so much for your time.
If you want to know what drive means to you and you'd like to go into your own assessment and find out more about yourself, you can go to engagementfit.com, and it's a very user-friendly website, and you can go and you do your assessment there. So we'd love to interact with you. And if you found this useful and you think anybody could benefit from it, please share our podcast. The more we can get this amazing information out there and the more people can benefit, that is our goal for doing this. We know time is valuable, and we hope this podcast has engaged yours.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Engagement Fit Drive podcast.
We hope you found invaluable insights that will empower you on your path to self-discovery and fulfillment.
Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with anyone who's ready to unlock their full potential.
Until next time, keep engaging, keep thriving, and keep driving towards a life filled with purpose.